sex trafficking is a pervasive global problem. However, many in the U.S. still consider this to be a third world issue, even as there are an estimated 100,000 child victims of sex trafficking in the United States and 300,000 American children at risk. And the average age a child enters the commercial sex trade is 11 to 13 years old. And this morning, we'll be talking about a new film that brings awareness to this issue by putting a story to the problem, showing how these girls and young women and boys and young men are lured and trapped in sex trafficking. The film is Angie, Lost Girls. And this morning, we're visiting with the writer, director, and producer of Lost Girls, Angie's Story, Julia Verdon. She's been in the film business for 30 years with over 36 critically acclaimed featured films produced to date. And Julia is founder of Artists for Change. And good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us, Julia. Appreciate that. So tell us a little bit about this project and really how it kind of came about and then what you're hoping to really raise awareness with this.
Well, this project came about after I volunteered at a children's shelter for runaway kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see that these kids have been through enormous trauma. Just from their body language, the way they held themselves, their little faces. And I found a lot of them have been trafficked. Mm. And the stories that I heard about the abuse that they'd been through just broke my heart. And I thought, this can't be happening in America. I was very aware that this happened in third world countries. But I started doing research, and I was horrified by the prevalence of the problem. I started talking to detectives, looking at some of the numbers, talking to people in the field, people fighting against trafficking, running NGOs, and it was everywhere. And when you actually start digging in the news, you start seeing two girls rescued in Malibu, two girls rescued in Beverly Hills, two minors rescued in Oregon, two minors rescued in Atlanta, 15 minors found in a basement in X. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it is everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is a real challenge to rehabilitate a child if they're lucky enough to be rescued. So my approach to the problem was, what could I do to help educate parents and families and communities on this issue? I'm a great believer in education leading to prevention. We are very happy with the results that we've had from the film so far because we've had so many beautiful letters from parents who've said, I watched the film with my daughter, and it was an incredibly bonding experience because now she finally understands why I want her to check in with me all the time,
right.
Why we want to know where she is and the dangers that lurk out there. Because, for example, there was a woman who'd seen one of my short film that I did, actually, on the topic. And she was walking in the hills, and she saw a young kind of 14-year-old girl being pulled into a house by two guys.
Mm.
And because she'd seen the film, it didn't look right.
Yeah.
So she called and reported it, and the police investigated, and it turned out to be a trafficking house.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And another wonderful story was my DP's daughter, who obviously knew about the film because her dad was working on it, and so she was aware of it. She was approached by somebody in a parking lot at a market.
Mm.
And, of course, she went right and told her father about what had happened. And I think that is my hope that we'll be able to achieve with this film, is it just opens people's eyes to what's out there.
Yeah.
And especially teenagers, because in a way, the teenagers themselves are the best line of defense about this problem, because they all know what's going on with each other. So if they see signs that one of their friends could be groomed by a trafficker, odds are, if they've seen the film, they're going to talk to their parent about it or tell someone in authority.
Yes.
About it, and then that person will keep an eye on the child or will report to someone else who will then keep an eye on the child. To me, that is what it's all about, because when you hear the stories of the abuse that those who have been trafficked have been through, it is just heartbreaking.
Yes, definitely.
So tell us the story of the film and what people can expect when they see it.
So firstly to say, say that there, even though it's a film about trafficking, there's no nudity or anything over gratuitous in it. So I wanted to make a film not to shock people,
sure,
as it were, because I do a lot of research before I jump into making a film. And I looked at a lot of the audience comments on other films about trafficking, and they were all worthy subject matter, but I just couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
I wanted my audience to be able to watch the film and engage with Angie and her family's dilemma. And I wanted it to be hard-hitting enough, but not so bad that you just got to turn the TV off.
Mm.
I very carefully went with the Hitchcock technique of what you don't see, but you can imagine.
Yeah.
Is almost mm-hmm. worse, because it kind of hits home.
Yes, definitely.
Not in a way that you have to go running for the bathroom or turn the TV off.
Right. Exactly.
And so my story is about a young girl, Angie, who's from a regular American family. But the parents are doing what many parents do today. They're trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want their daughters to have the best education. They want them to go to the best schools. So they're working round the clock to make enough money.
Yes.
To give them that lifestyle. But the end result is they're not giving their children what they need most, their presence at home
mm-hmm.
and being with them. And because they're not around them enough, they're not hearing what their daughter's needs are. She wants to be a musician. She wants to be understood. But her mother's on the track of, you need to be in real estate. You need to just be working and doing your exams. You need to stay home and babysit your sister so we can pay for your education.
Mm.
So she has no life, and so she's missing all the events with her friends and other things. So when she meets this young man who befriends her in the park, who's a kind of good-looking young guy her age, which is quite often the case. Often these traffickers are not, you know, some kind of dodgy dude,
yeah,
as it were. But they're very normal-looking people. They can be girls, they can be boys, they can be women, they can be men. They come in all types of sizes, so it's often hard to see them coming.
Right.
So this young man, played by Dylan Sprayberry, who's a kind of teen heartthrob with a lot of teenagers from his days on the TV show Teen Wolf,
mm-hmm.
plays the trafficker's recruiter.
Okay.
And he befriends Angie, fills that gap. And so, you know, she's always there for her, listening to her dreams, listening to her desires, commiserating with her that her parents aren't hearing her, tells her his uncle's a music producer, can help her with her musical career. So one night when her parents don't turn up for the recital, it's an easy in for him to get her to come off with him and meet the uncle.
Wow.
And then, of course, I won't reveal the rest of the story.
Sure.
But it also, the film then goes into the difficulties that the family encounters when they eventually get their daughter back. Because the child that comes back is not the teenager that left.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the difficulty that they have with rehabilitating her. And that's when faith really comes to play. Because the family's faith has been shaken by the event. Angie's faith has been shaken by the event. So it's about finding her recovery in refinding her faith.
Mm.
And church groups do a lot to help with survivors of trafficking. So I wanted to kind of bring that into the story. So I wanted to give hope with the film as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody has been through any type of tragedy or any type of abuse, and they're watching the film, they also see that there is hope, that you can recover if you're willing to change.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to reopen your heart and let God back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
That is good. So, Julia, is it available? Can churches set up to sign up to have screenings of this to educate their churches and those in their communities?
Absolutely. They can reach out to us at info@artists4change.org.
Mm-hmm.
They can also find the film on Amazon, Amazon Prime, iTunes, DirecTV. The film will be on Lifetime this Saturday. They changed the title to The Lost Girls at 8 p.m. Eastern. and then we'll be on the Lifetime Film Club after that. Mm. And it's also available if people go to our website, artistsforchange.org, okay. artists4change.org. We have a list of places that people can find the film.
Great.
Great.
And for community screenings and stuff, you know, if the people need anything, we can always help with
sure.
that.
You bet.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, this is definitely needed because I think that a lot of people are either not aware that's going on or just maybe are not interested or don't know until something happens. And we don't want that to happen. We want everybody to know what's going on. That's great. So Julia Verdon is our guest today. She's the writer and producer of this film, Angie, Lost Girls. And we want you to check it out. So, Julia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you both very, very much. It's been a pleasure to be on your show. Wish light and blessings and safety to all of you and your audience. And thank you. And please keep your eyes open and spread the word.
Amen.
Trafficking should not exist.
That's right.
In our society today.
That's
and
right.
We have to protect our youth.
Yes. God bless
that
you, Julia.
That is for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.